Welcome to New World Notes, edited by yours truly, Kenneth Doust.
This week, it's another Good Guys show, celebrating a humorist and cultural critic who deserves to be much better known. His nom de guerre is Jello Biafra, and in this time of Gur Agogo, voices like Jello's are needed as much as ever. I hope you'll stay tuned. You're in for a treat. A month or so ago, I got yet another letter from the National Institute of Mental Health, or NIMH, suggesting that radio commentators have a patriotic duty to help uplift the American people, especially in these trying times of economic collapse, constant attacks on U.S. soil by Islamo-fascist terrorists, the complete and unmistakable failure of Republican greedhead's second favorite snake oil deregulation. Of course, their most favorite snake oil is privatization. NIMH wants to know why New World Notes is always so gloomy and depressing when it discusses government and current events, and why it is close to libelous when it discusses the current administration. As the election approaches, why won't I help make Americans feel better about themselves? The letter further notes that, on three occasions over the past 8 months, I have mail-ordered and received DVDs from an outfit called Underage Frisky Cheerleaders Unlimited at a total cost of $149.85, plus $23.94 shipping and handling. And they wonder how much my wife and my employer really know about me. The letter is signed by Paul Wolfowitz, Chairman, National Institute of Mental Health, National Institutes of Health, Department of Health and Human Services. Yes, that name does sound kind of familiar, but I just can't place it. But the letter's logic is hard to argue with. Wolfowitz does have a point, and not just about the DVDs. But from time to time, I do heed Wolfowitz's advice and broadcast something upbeat. Occasionally there's a show with the subtitle, Good Guys. In what's left for this show, let's do one more good guy, Jello Biafra. Born Eric Reed Boucher, now celebrating his 50th birthday, Jello is best known as the lead screamer in that seminal punk group Dead Kennedys, formed 30 years ago in 1978. He's a longtime anti-war activist, starting in the sixth grade, he says, Vietnam days. He's also an agitator for good progressive causes and a practitioner of spoken word art. His art here is listenable, satiric, and very droll. It's not exactly comedy, it's humor with an edge. He's solidly in the vanishing tradition of Utah Phillips, Lenny Bruce, and maybe the late, great George Carlin. For all their apparent disarray, Jello's 1 or 2 hour long performances are beautifully structured if you take the time to listen closely. It helps if you're an English major. But normal people enjoy and appreciate Jello too. Here are some selections from a 2008 performance.
What a long, strange trip it's been. We don't get to see Hillary Clinton and Rudy Giuliani beat the crap out of each other for 6 solid months. After all, I was so looking forward to that. Giuliani spent $40 million to get one delegate. Another real fun stuff from that election. Number one, to get people munching down greasy chicken in Iowa to pull straws for him, Mike Huckabee, the fundamentalist Christian guy, had a death metal band in his tent. I wonder what the lyrics were. And Mitt Romney told a reporter that his favorite book wasn't the Book of Mormon, it was Battlefield Earth. You know, stuff like this makes my eyes pop out of my head. I save them to regurgitate them just for you. A waffle, partly eaten by Barack Obama, was put up for auction on eBay. Hey, he chewed it, man. There's DNA on there. You could frame him for crimes. Bids went up to $20,000 before eBay shut it down. Bush is bullying countries in Eastern Europe to allow us to put missiles there in Eastern Europe just in case Iran attacks. Poland. Allah Akbar, God is great. Let's go attack the Czech Republic. That'll show them. You know, all this justified saying it's Iran, even though Iran gave us $500 million when we invaded Afghanistan, and we turned around and called them the Axis of Evil. For that, worried about Iran, why not use the old Soviet bases empty in Azerbaijan right now, next door? California! Yet another group of people learned the hard way that if you don't want your dream home you build out in the woods burned, don't build it there. Less publicized is that Bush administration has drastically cut the budget for firefighting, and there are several hundred vacancies at the moment. That's partly why so many fires burned. Finally, in 2008, Nelson Mandela was removed from our terrorist watch list. Which meant, under the current laws that a lot of Democrats, including Obama, support, you could have gone to Guantanamo Bay just for giving him a ride to the airport or something. Yeah. And those lovely $300, or if you're really lucky, $600 worth of Bush stimulus checks to save our economy seem to coincide with a sudden rise in business reported by porno stores. Meanwhile, studies have been done of school children who were blindfolded and taught nothing about sex except Bush's abstinence-only program, and it discovered that they're compensating by doing a lot of oral sex and anal sex, thinking that won't get them pregnant. We're number one. America is number one among industrial nations in murder rate, traffic fatalities, child poverty, overall poverty, debt per capita, per person, energy and water consumption, carbon dioxide emissions, and the percentage of our population locked up in prison. Biggest one in history there. Meanwhile, Bush has directed the Internal Revenue Service away from auditing rich people and even fired agents who specialized in that to concentrate on auditing poor people, including the fourth time for me. And now it wants to privatize IRS debt collection, which one IRS commission calculated would net the government a little over $1 billion over a decade, where if the IRS agents did it themselves, it would net $87 billion. Major labels, the Bush administration of the entertainment industry, now have seemed to have coldly calculated, yo, who needs to put out anything any good? We long ago forgot how to do that when we can make most of our money suing housewives and teenagers for file sharing. And come on, like the Godfather with, you give us $5,000 and settle and we'll go away. But wait a minute, I'm trying to pay my school bills. I'm going to MIT. Declare bankruptcy. Give us $5,000. They've collected $100 million so far with these shakedowns. How much of it has gone to artists? As far as I know, none. According to Rock and Rap Confidential, however, Sony BMG, 47% of the software on their own computers they use in the offices is in all likelihood pirated. NATO has hired a Coca-Cola executive to retool their brand. And the latest trendy fashion accessory, as promoted by Madonna and Angelina Jolie, among others, adopting African children as pets. A 17-year-old Dutch teenager was arrested for stealing almost $6,000 worth of furniture, virtual furniture, from a virtual hotel. And somebody on there.com paid $83 for a virtual Levi's jacket when he could have had a real one for $5 less. And the Swedish virtual world Entropia Universe had a turnover last year of $365 million. As I think it was W.C. Fields said, there's a sucker born every minute. According to Harper's Magazine, 16 million barrels of oil a couple years ago were used to make water bottles. And it takes twice as much water to make bottled water as is actually contained in the bottle of bottled water. Meanwhile, the U.S. Army is now demanding that soldiers who re-enlisted and got a bonus and then were gravely maimed and wounded return that portion of the bonus for when they can't fight in the armed forces anymore. Yeah, support our troops, right? I mean, another thing I've heard from inside is if you try to get examined for post-traumatic stress syndrome, they ship you back to Iraq. You know, anybody would be nuts to go there, so I guess we'll send you back. Meanwhile, Iraq, when they finally get any money, are being forced to pay it down to people who already have money in reparations for the Gulf War. Money to Kuwait, money to the Saudis, all brokered by one of the worst gangsters of our time, James Baker, who not only was appointed to negotiate down the reparations debt, but at the same time is working for the Kuwaiti government to collect as much of it as possible. But 78% of the war reparations aren't going to these countries at all. They're going to global corporations. 18 million to Halliburton, 7 million to Bechtel, and this is a couple-year-old statistic. 2.3 to ExxonMobil, 2.6 to Nestle, 3.8 million to Pepsi, 321 grand to KFC, and almost 200 grand to Toys R Us. War reparations. We have the military-industrial complex, the prison-industrial complex, now the homeland security-industrial complex. Who knows? Some of you may be working there. I'm sure there's recruiters who knew enough to show up. 70% of our intelligence budget now is going to private companies. Who are they working for? Who is working for them? The brain drain at Homeland Security is so bad because of this, they have trouble hanging on to people because they keep going to work for higher amounts of money from other people, just like soldiers quitting the military to work for Blackwater. And among those who've switched over are Tom Ridge, the old head of Homeland Security, and George Tenet, who's on the board of the people who make the fingerprint ID devices that he wrote into law we had to use before he resigned and went to work selling fingerprint devices. Eric Prince, who married into the Amway family and started Blackwater, now envisions a day when every single transnational corporation will be so hated because of the way they behave, they will all have to hire Blackwater to protect their executives in foreign countries. And the research group globalsecurity.org reported that for every insurgent we kill in Iraq, we fire 250,000 bullets. And the Defense Department admits it costs $400,000 per year to keep each soldier in Iraq. $400,000 per soldier. Joseph Stiglitz, the Nobel Prize-winning economist who ran the World Bank for a while, said the total for this war ultimately will probably be $3 trillion, more than our annual budget. Nobody talked about trillion dollars, let alone trillion-dollar deficits, until the Bush administration and their Democratic enablers went wild on this. Among the people sucking away the $3 trillion, a study was done on Halliburton and some of their subsidiaries, and this was done by the American government concurring with the total the UN came up with, that no, they didn't just steal $60 million, the total is closer to $2.7 billion. The largest robbery in the history of the world, and not a peep about bringing them to justice from people like Barack Obama. A near attack on an American boat in the Persian Gulf by Iranian rubber rafts. Oh my God, it's rubber rafts! They're attacking an American ship! Oh no, we gotta go to war now! Oh, we are going to shoot you any minute. That communique turned out to be a hacker prank that the American media still doesn't admit it happened. And those big porcelain balls you find on top of the TV sets in this hotel, what are they really for? Mr. Steele, Mr. Rambam, come clean, please. TSA has announced that they have security scanners that do see right through your clothes, or an X-ray vision, are now being installed as we speak at 10 American airports. Boobs, balls, and cucumbers of desire clearly visible to someone in a separate room. Just wait till this becomes portable and hits the black market. So thieves can see in advance who's got a laptop in their bag and know who to rob. But of course you can't convict them because they knew enough to leave their driver's license with the RFID chip in it at home, thus proving to the post-CSI jury that they couldn't possibly have been at the crime scene.
Time for a musical interlude. Wait, now I remember Paul Wolfowitz. He was a top civilian official in the Department of so-called Defense a few years back. One of the chief advocates of invading Iraq, and one of the chief architects of that invasion. Maybe I'm being unfair to real architects, whose creations usually don't collapse into rubble at their feet. Okay, Wolfowitz was one of the chief sketchers on cocktail napkins of the Iraq invasion. Then he became head of the World Bank. He got fired from the way he arranged to move one World Bank employee over to the U.S. State Department. This was his live-in Egyptian lover. He keeps telling his mother that his girlfriend is Jewish, but his mother and I have our doubts. Egyptian Jews? Sure, there used to be plenty. Just as there were plenty of Iraqi Christians, until the Bush-sponsored ethnic cleansing of Iraq. Incidentally, there are, or used to be, plenty of Christian Palestinians, too. Hell, where do you think Jesus hung out? Nazareth, Bethlehem, Jerusalem, the Garden of Gethsemane, all those sites sacred to Christianity, where the hell do you think they're located? In the occupied territories, silly. Anyway, Paul Wolfowitz is no longer head of the World Bank. Nor is he head of the National Institute of Mental Health. I lied. I'm practicing to be president. So sue me. But I love this song. David Rovix wrote it when Wolfowitz was at the World Bank. Its great refrain, pay your debts or say goodbye. Paul Wolfowitz is here.
He's done giving orders to generals. He's moved to another sphere. He's through with ordering the tanks to kill. He's gonna do something different this year. He's moving from Virginia to Washington with a neocon to thank. He's through with the War Department. Now he's gonna run the World Bank. He said he'd be true to the mission. That hunger and want should end, and as all Afghans know, he's a man of his word, on that we can't depend. So be prepared for prosperity, it's coming to your door, cause there will be no poverty once we kill off all the poor. Last week he was bombing cities, now he's a financier. Pay your debts or say goodbye, Paul Wolfowitz is here. He'll bring the world things it needs, such as nuclear power, giant dams, and hamburgers. No doubt he's a man of the hour. He's proven it over and over, with finesse and aplomb. And for those who disagree, well, then he's got the bomb. Last week he was bombing cities, now he's a financier. Pay your debts or say goodbye, Paul Wolfowitz is here. Real American, so he must know best. He'll lead us to glory on this many can test. He'll lead us to freedom, and we will be so glad, just like those shoppers in that market in downtown Baghdad. Last week he was bombing cities, now he's a financier. Pay your debts or say goodbye, Paul Wolfowitz is here.
Nancy Pelosi?
Our main purpose is to get the troops out of Iraq, but we have to vote more money because that supports the troops.
No, it doesn't. It supports Halliburton, and they all know that. And Pelosi was well aware of waterboarding for years in intelligence briefings and did nothing about it. McCain, the Eraserhead baby, the elderly Eraserhead baby, among other things, he wants to kick Russia out of the G8, legalize hate crimes and possession of a machine gun, and voted for the Military Commissions Act, the one that legalizes torture, waterboarding, rendition, where you kidnap somebody from one country and torture them to another, and legalize military tribunals where the defendant isn't allowed to see the evidence, and no appeal, they just kill you. In other words, all the things we entered World War II to stop the Nazis from doing for us, doing to us. I mean, anybody who supported the Military Commissions Act ain't no better than a f***ing Nazi, as far as I'm concerned. And there's some Democrats on that list, too. But beware of the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Is Obama the anti-Hillary? Judging from his voting record, I'm not even sure that's true. And luckily, they're giving us another choice besides two royal dynasties, Bush Incorporated and the Hillbillaries. But Obama looks all the more attractive as a leader precisely because he's never actually led. No defining issue or accomplishment except, he's so cool! He's so cool! How can you not dig him? He's like the audacity of hope! Change we can believe in as long as it isn't too specific! He's so cool! And he is cool when you see him on TV. He's a wonderful speaker, comes across as a cool guy you could actually hang out and talk to, if only that was reflected in his voting record. Obama voted to make the Patriot Act permanent. Obama came out against the war early in 2002, but then when he was in a position of power, he keeps voting money to continue the war when he finally has the power to cut it off. And watch his language on the war very carefully. He's a very clever lawyer, after all. He says that my first act will be to tell the Pentagon to find a way to end the war. Withdraw the troops. To where? Ending the war does not mean taking the troops out. And Obama has also said he doesn't really want to take the troops out. He wants to leave as many as 80,000 of them and calls for protecting American enclaves like the Green Zone. Yo, the Green Zone belongs to the Iraqis. We stole it. It's at least, what, a third of the size? The Green Zone isn't Obama. Saddam's palace, like a few buildings like they show in the aerial photo. I've seen one of the whole thing, and it's maybe a third the size or more of Manhattan. It's all the downtown real estate, and we stole it all. People can't drive to work on all the boulevards anymore. It doesn't belong to us. We need to leave. And surely he's aware that we've put almost $800 million into the largest embassy ever built by a factor of 10, right along the river in the Green Zone, although it's a tiny dot on the Green Zone photo, even though it's, what, the size of 80 football fields. 3,000 Americans expected to work there. Wall 20 feet thick around it. Got its own missile system inside, its own water supply, its own electricity supply, since we never bothered to fix the Iraqis. Just gave money to Bechtel. They didn't fix it, and that was the end of that. And basically, you know, but what does this say to the Iraqis when it's the closest thing to us finishing a project on time? The real goal, and Obama and Hillary and Pelosi know it, is to never, ever leave. I mean, at least Ted Koppel was honest on Charlie Rose a few nights ago when he said, you know, the talking walnut or the clamshell on his head and stuff, but we have to have 50,000 troops somewhere in that area, and we have nowhere else left to go. How about the Iraqis? Even the puppet we put in as a so-called president is telling us to get out now. And many of you know that Obama completely reversed course with a calculated stabbing in the back of every single person in this room, where after initially threatening to filibuster the new law legalizing all of the NSA's illegal wiretaps on people, and letting the phone company off the hook for spying, phone companies off the hook for spying on us as well, he turned around and voted yes and gave Bush and Cheney damn near everything they wanted and a lot more than they expected. Legalizing the exact same crimes that got Nixon thrown out of office during Watergate. And don't forget, when it was revealed that Bush was doing this, they took a poll, I think it was CNN, and over half the country wanted Bush impeached at that point. But oh no, Jerry Blank, Nancy Pelosi,
you're impeached, and you is off the table. Support the troops.
But at least some of the phone companies did their patriotic duty and cut off the FBI's wiretaps when they forgot to pay the phone bill. More trimmed sales. He said he wants universal health care, but we can't have single payer because disease industry bean counters, you know, the health insurance industry, they might wind up unemployed, which is kind of like saying we have to let the mafia keep going because otherwise we'll have unemployed gangsters. Health insurance scam artists, quote, need a seat at the table. Isn't the health insurance industry the problem? And 2005 Energy Policy Act, Obama voted tax breaks and subsidies for fossil fuels while Exxon was taking in $30 to $40 billion a year and the biggest profit any corporation has ever made. Even McCain voted against that one. And if he's so law and order now over spying on suspected terrorists, meaning all of us, and executing child rapists, why not apply that same zeal to promising to investigate and prosecute crimes committed by the Bush administration? I mean, if he's not going to prosecute, we should at least do what South Africa and others have done after overthrowing dictatorships and have a truth commission. In other words, what we get instead, business as usual, another circus of an election year with rock-bottom candidates posing as humans, desperate for people to give them more money to buy more TV time to lie. Flat screen on the wall. Who is the best packaged one of all? Who best disguises what a total asshole they really are? Hey, look at Obama go! He raised over 50 million bucks in June alone. Where is it all going? More TV ads? Salaries? Not building houses for homeless people? Not fixing up New Orleans or Afghanistan? No! Ads, 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 ads. We don't have to have the other industrial complexes. Now we have the election industrial complex. Enabled by both supposed opposing parties, where Republicans stand, of course, for greed, corruption, pollution, bigotry, and war, and Democrats stand for pretending to feel guilty about greed, corruption, pollution, bigotry, and war. Deal makers instead of leaders. My biggest worry of all about the Barack star is that he's drawing so many inspired people into the process that if he does turn out to be business as usual, he's going to break the hearts of a whole generation who don't bother to participate in any way ever again, except writing a little blog read by five people. I don't know.
Jello Biafra. Taking on the entire military, industrial, security, financial, political establishment, including Illinois Senator B.H. Obama. Thanks for listening, and thanks to Hunchintoot for making Jello's full 2-hour performance available. New World Notes is produced in the spacious underground studios of WWUH-FM, a community service of the University of Hartford. The opinions expressed are my own and or Jello Biafra's and do not necessarily represent the views of anyone remotely connected with this station, including our gracious host and licensee. Send feedback to kdowst@hotmail.com. Until next time, this is Kenneth Doust urging illegitimi non carborundum, try to speak the truth. It will astonish your friends and confuse your enemies. And keep the faith.